If you want to turn to Luke chapter 13, Luke chapter 13 this morning, appreciate the Lord and His Word. Luke chapter 13, amen. Luke chapter 13. We'll begin reading at verse 10 this morning, very familiar passage. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. The Bible said, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight," and watch this, "and glorified God." I'd like to preach for just a minute this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought, the crooked made straight. Amen? The crooked made straight. As we look at this and we see the Bible teaches us that at this one that was teaching, he said he was teaching in the synagogue. And the one that's teaching is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say every time he speaks, if we'll listen, I guarantee you'll get a little nugget of hope and a little nugget of help, a little something that'll help us along this way and along this walk called life. Instruction from the Lord. That's what they were given and that's what they were getting. And praise God, it leads to freedom from this world and from this way. Amen. There's a fellow, a definition of freedom one time, and he said it's the unfettered use of all the powers which God for us hath given. Amen. So the unfettered use of the power from God is what's given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he begins to help us if we'll just follow his instructions. And his instructions is clear and his instructions are plain. Amen. I don't have any problem today with the instructions from the Lord. If I've got any problem with this blessed old book, it ain't the book that's got the problem. It's me. Amen. I've got the problem and I need help from the book. And I tell you, I believe everything in God's Word from beginning to end. Amen. I believe it was written for me and I believe it was written for you to give us that help that we need in the day and hour in which we live. Amen. So as we begin to see this, praise God, we begin to see the Lord and Him moving in our life in such a magnificent way. And praise God, we begin to receive that as we begin to follow the instructions of the Savior, praise God, the fetters are beginning to be broken. The powers that bind us, amen, are shredded apart. And we're given liberty in the Lord. Amen. What we need in America today, what we need in our lives today, what we need in our home today, more than anything, is that the power and the fetters of the bondage of sin taken off of us that we might be set free. As I begin to look at this, and it's a very familiar, we've preached through this before, we've used this before, but I got to thinking about some things that took place in this dear lady's life, some things that we can begin to notice and see that'll help our hearts in the day and hour that we live. Now notice this woman, and the Bible says, number one, that she was crooked. Amen. She was bowed. Verse 11 says that she was bowed together. Amen. She was bound by Satan. And the Bible said, verse 16, for 18 years this woman had been bowed together. This woman's life had been pulled. This woman's life had been drawn in a direction. Amen. She was bowed together by the devil, by the things of this world. She was deformed by the power of the devil. I want to say a whole lot of our folks today, they're deformed by the devil. They're deformed by that power that he has over our lives to pull us in a wrong direction and to bow us up and to bend us up and to twist up our lives. She was bound, and she was bound with her face toward the earth. If we ain't careful, we get so caught up in life and living that we forget to remember God. But when we forget to remember God, all hope is lost, amen, that we might be saved. But praise God, if we'll keep our face and our eyes upon the Lord, amen, especially so in these last days which you live. This is the hour of the Lord. We need to expect, as Brother David said in Sunday school this morning, the rapture to take place any moment. We can go out of here any second to be with the Lord in the air. And we need to be lifting up our heads and looking and watching and expecting till we see Him coming in the air to take us out of here to be with Him. That is our blessed hope today. Without that, we have no hope. But praise God, I'm glad that we have a hope in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But we got to be careful that we don't get caught with our faces bowed down to this earth. Amen. Because where our heart is, our treasure be. Amen. In our heart, if the only treasure we had, the only hope we have is this whole world, Paul said we'd be of all men most miserable. But I'm glad, praise God, that I've got a hope that's outside this world. I've got a hope, praise God, it's above everything that I can look around and see. That. And I tell you, we got some magnificent things in the United States of America and around the world. So many magnificent things that we can see and look upon, and our hands can touch, and we can see and feel. But I'm glad today, praise God, I've got one in heaven that's even better than all that. I've got one in heaven that's the most precious thing that ever was, and the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we ain't careful, we'll get bowed down together because we got our face looking toward the earth. Amen. Our face looking toward these things, praise God, that so easily beset us. And they draw us away from the goodness of God. They get us looking at it in the wrong places, trying to find the right answers. But I'm glad today, praise the Lord, that when we get our eyes fixed on Jesus and we begin to live in a way, praise God, that's pleasing to Him with the desire in our heart, amen, things begin to change, praise God. The crooked begin to be made straight. Amen. Praise the Lord. But she was bowed together. She was crooked. She was deformed by the power of the devil. Amen. Not only was she crooked, but she was helpless. The Bible says that she could in no wise lift up herself. Amen. She was deformed. She had been that way for a long time. I want to say, praise God, the devil will get a hold of you and he'll bow you down. He'll bend you up and he'll keep you there for a long time. The devil will keep you. He won't want to let you go. He won't let you have no liberty. He'll keep you bent down, praise God, till you're deformed in that direction. Amen. I got to think about this when I was studying this. You know, it's kind of like a tree. And I've got several. I just have to think of it because I had several of them on my property. They're deformed because they're kind of in shady areas and they're trying to get to the sun. So that they're getting all twisted and bent over trying to get to that sun. Amen. And they're deformed. Praise God. But I will say, glory be to God, when you begin to get the sun, it'll straighten you back out. Amen. It'll begin to point you in the right direction. It'll begin to give you the rightness of life, praise God, to strengthen you out, to get you to look up, praise God, so that you can see the good glory, the Lord of glory, and get the help that you need. But this lady was bowed over. She was helpless. She couldn't find it by herself, praise God. She was looking for help. She said she could in no wise lift up herself. Her face was bound toward the earth. The devil was keeping her bowed. The devil was keeping her down. The devil was obscuring the light with the darkness. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the dark. If we ain't careful, listen, in the United States of America, we'll get used to the dark. I believe it's what's happening in the world today. We're getting used to being in the dark. But I want to say, praise God, the Bible said there's a magnificent light that shineth in the darkness, praise God. And glory to God, when we just go to the light, we can see the help and the hope that we need. Amen. She was helpless, but I want to say help was on its way. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we feel like we're helpless, we feel like we can't do nothing, praise the Lord. As Miss G says so many times, just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory be to God. And that marvelous light from glory will begin to shine upon you, glory to God, and you'll begin to see the light. Amen. That help is on the way. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. But she was crooked. She was bent down. She was bent toward the earth. She was helpless. She couldn't straighten herself up. Amen. Those trees over at the house, there's no way they can. They can't. Amen. They've been that way for some years. They can't straighten herself up. But praise God, when they get out from under that darkness, or you cut a few trees out from them, they'll begin, those limbs out in, praise God, they'll begin to straighten up. They'll begin to point to glory. They'll begin to go toward the light. Isn't it an amazing thing that even in nature, praise God, it knows right from wrong. It knows the which way to go. Why can't we see that? Amen. Last time I looked, I think we're supposed to be a little bit smarter than a tree. Amen. We ought to be a little bit smarter than a stick, a limb. But praise God, when we start looking for that light, praise God, that's when the knowledge and the wisdom of God comes in. I told you last week, praise God, we need some wisdom in this land. We need some smarts. I mean, it comes from the Lord. It comes from Him helping us, praise God, because we're helpless to do anything for ourselves. She was helpless to lift up herself. I want to say this morning, you're helpless to lift up yourself. You can't lift yourself up out of the doom and the gloom of this world. If you try to lift yourself up, yourself will leave you disappointed. Self will leave you discouraged. Self will leave you in anguish. But praise God, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, He lifts us up. And He does it for His glory. Amen. That we might magnify His name and praise Him to the top of the hills from the tops of our lungs. Amen. Just giving Him all the praise and honor and the glory that He deserves. We see this lady, she was crooked and she was helpless. Not only was she crooked and helpless, but she was anxious. She needed help. You know, the biggest part of our life is when we realize that we need help. As Brother David was saying, we forfeit the use of this altar way too many times. I'm afraid we think it if we get up, if we've been in a church and we've been a member and we've been in this thing for a pretty good while, if we think, you know, if we go to the altar, we bow down and we get to talking to the Lord, what will people think? Huh? Ain't that what you think? Well, you know, I've got problems, I've got some issues, I've got some things in my life, but what will people think if I go bow at an old-fashioned altar? I'll tell you what people think. They'll think that you're a child of God trying to get some help from the Lord. They're thinking, praise God, that you got enough sense, praise God, to realize from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. That you're not ashamed, praise God, of Him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the one that can reach down to where I'm at when I can't even reach up high enough to get a hold of Him. But thank God, I'm glad I can get on my knees. Hey, you're never, glory to God, you're never no bigger than when you're on your knees before a holy God. Said, oh God, here I am, I need help. Lord God, you know the situation, and He does. He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need, and He's there to meet that. Hey, praise, but we got to get rid of this pride, and we got to come to the Lord and say, Lord God, help us. I wonder what happened in Stony Fork Baptist Church and in our communities, our families, our lives, our homes. Praise God, if we had all come humble before God, anxious to get help, but I'm afraid that anxiousness is gone. We're not as anxious to see the Lord move as we used to be. And then used to, we were anxious to see God moving, anxious to see God working, anxious to see souls saved. So we don't have to go to an awful devil's hell. But praise God, I'm glad, I'm afraid we forgot about being anxious. We forgot about people, we forget about these people that actually go to hell lost without God. They're going to be actually in the rapture in just a little while. Those that are born again believers that trust the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be snatched out of here to go to heaven to be with the Lord. Mamas and daddies and papas and mamas and brothers and sisters, praise God, is going to go out of here, but they some are going to be left behind. We ought to be anxious this morning for those that will be left behind that won't be able to go because that we haven't told them, because we haven't lived the life, because we haven't prayed for them as we should. And then we wonder why we're in such a mess. We're in such a mess because we're crooked and we're helpless and we need to be anxious about ourselves. Amen. But you know what? You say, well, preacher, why you say that? Because in order to get the blessing, praise God, we've got to put ourselves in the way of the blesser. Amen. We got to put ourselves in the way of the blesser. We got to come before Him. We got to get ourselves. What did she do? This lady, she was anxious and she put herself in the presence of the Lord. Bible says He was teaching, praise God, and she wanted to hear what He had to say. Listen, I don't come to church because I have to. Amen. I come to church because I want to. I want to hear what Jesus has to say to me. You say, well, preacher, we don't hear Jesus. We just hear the Sunday school teacher, and we hear singing, and we hear you preach. In fact, I'm going to tell you what. Praise God, if it's out of the Word of God, if it's out of the blessed old King James Bible, praise God, it's Jesus speaking to you. It's help from on high, praise God, to encourage our heart, to lift us up, and to move us forward for His glory, to get us closer to Him than we've ever been before. Praise the Lord, but she moved up because she's anxious. She moved into the presence of the Lord. She moved to a place where she could hear Him. I've heard people say, I'm not condemning you for sitting on the back of the church. If you like to sit back there, that's fine. But I've had people say, well, you know, I move up to the front because there's too many distractions. I've had people say, you can't hear good. You're getting distracted when you're back because all the people in front of you. Amen. I won't say this little lady, praise God, she was bold to the devil, but praise God, she was anxious. She come to the Lord, praise God, and she come to a place where there were no more distractions. She got to a place, she wanted to get to a place where she could hear the Word. Amen. I don't know about you, but praise God, I'm about tired of the distractions. Amen. I want to be in a place where I can hear the Word of God. I want Him to speak to my heart because I long for it. I desire it. I'm anxious for the things of God. I want to hear from Him. I want Him to speak to me. Amen. Praise God, I'm listening to hear what He has to say so that I can fix me. See, a lot of people are worried about fixing everybody else. I can't fix everybody else. But boy, the Lord can fix me. Amen. When I get anxious, when we get anxious to get under His Word, praise God, He'll begin to help. This lady was anxious, praise God. She got in the presence of God. She got in the presence of His Word. His Word began to make a difference in her life. She heard what He had to say. I mean, what if she'd have said, what if she'd done like most of us Baptists? What if she'd have said on the outside, praise God, said, well, you know, maybe it'll get better in a few days. Well, you know, I trust the Lord, but, you know, I'm just, maybe it'll get better. Praise God, I won't say, when we get into the presence of the Lord and we begin to seek His faith and we hear from God, I guarantee you one day it's going to be better. It's going to get better. Bible promises it'll get better farther on. Amen. Hey, listen, the worst days we have here is the worst days that we'll ever have because there won't be no bad days in glory. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, we'll outstrip all this old life and the sinfulness of the world and be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. In perfection. Amen. We're striving for it now. We don't make it very much, do we? We miss, the Bible says we miss the mark. We transgress. We miss the mark quite often. We get caught up in our iniquities. We get caught up in our infirmities. But praise God, when we begin to look for the Savior, when we get anxious about getting help, help is on its way. Amen. But till we get anxious about help, we'll never get no help. Amen. So she was crooked. She was helpless. She was anxious. But praise God, look at verse 12. The Bible said that she was invited. Amen. The Bible said Jesus saw her. Amen. When we get anxious about ourselves, when we get anxious about things around us, when we get anxious about our home and our families, our life and our children and our loved ones, praise God, Jesus will see that anxiety on us. He'll see that need, praise God. He'll see that we realize that we need help. Amen. There's nothing that catches the eye of the Lord Jesus Christ like a child of God in need. And there's nothing that'll catch the eye of the Lord Jesus Christ like a child of God on their knees. Amen. Praise the Lord. He sees that, praise the Lord. See, we take that for granted so many times. But the Lord looks down upon us and He sees us. He sees when we're serious. Amen. And He sees it. Well, sees us when we realize that we need help. Amen. He comes to where we're at. The Bible says that Jesus invited her, said He saw her. And Jesus, the Bible says, He called her unto Him. Amen. He's seen her. He's seen her. She had issues. She had problems. And He saw her and He called her unto Himself. Ain't you glad He did? He talked about that over in Isaiah chapter 61. He promised that He would. In Isaiah 61 verse 1 said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Now this is the Lord Jesus, amen, that's doing it. He's the one that's speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is what sent me to do these things. Amen. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to them that are what? Bound." He said, "I come to turn you loose and set you free." Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, does that give us a license to sin? No, praise God, that gives you a license to live right. It gives us the help and the hope, praise God, from the throne of grace to live a life that's pleasing unto God. Amen. He invited her to come unto Himself. Praise God. He invited her to come to be set free. See, that's what Jesus is doing today. When He calls old sinners unto salvation, He's calling them, praise God, out of the bitter bondage of the world and the bondage of sin and the bondage of the flesh into a perfect liberty in Jesus Christ. He calls for you to come, praise God, to have your bindings and your fetters thrown asunder, to turn us loose, praise God, and to set us free. Boy, I tell you, when He sets you free, Lord God, the Bible said you're free indeed. I mean, you go out with rejoicing in your heart. You're excited about what God's done for you. Amen. Praise God. When somebody's big as Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who has the keys of hell and of death. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1, in verse 18, let me just read that to you. Praise God. He took that out of the way. He says in Revelation 1 and 18, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. What a blessed hope, amen, that we have in him. Because he lives, we can live also. We don't have to worry about death and hell, because he said, having the keys of hell and of death. If we're trusting in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he's got the keys and we'll not have to go therein. Amen. We've been given liberty, praise God, from that awful place called hell. We've been set free, praise God. Why? Because we've been invited by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Into the perfect law of liberty. Praise his holy name. So not only did he invite her, but the Bible says in verse 13 that he touched her. Amen. She was touched. He said he laid his hands on her. Amen. I want to say, praise God, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ comes to you, he invites you, praise God, and he touches you personally. Amen. When the Holy Ghost of God deals your heart, shows you're an old sinner, that Jesus Christ himself, praise God, he's got that convicting power, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ comes down and he touches you to save you. So every old sinner that's saved, praise God, is touched by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Without that touch, there is no salvation. But praise God, when those mighty hands of the Savior come to where you're at, and they touch you, and they show you that you're an old sinner in need of a Savior, and he says, you know what? I can do it. I can save you. I can lift you out. I can lift you up. I can help you. Amen. And he saves our soul from the devil's hell. Praise God. It's a personal contact to all that are saved. Amen. Personal, praise God. The healing, the fetters broken, praise God. The healing that we need, the fetters that's binding us, that's holding us down, that's bending us over, praise God. He shreds those fetters. He breaks them asunder, praise God, and he'll let us go free if we just believe. I'm afraid we're living in a world that we don't truly believe that Jesus is. Amen. That he is, praise God. He is. He is a mediator of one. He sent his right hand to the Father to make intercession for me and you, praise God. And he knows where we're at. And he is our strength. We have to realize this morning, praise God, that we have no strength in ourselves. We can't stand alone. See, this little lady, she began to realize she got instruction from the Lord and realized, praise God, there was more power in his word than there was in her life. Amen. So she come to where he was and he touched her. And he set her free, praise God. He began to break those bindings, those things that was holding her and pulling her down and holding her bound. He freed her from the devil's grip. Amen. Why? Because he touched her. Amen. She was touched. And when she was touched, the Bible said that she was delivered. Now I want you to notice some terms that the Bible uses right here. The terms of deliverance. The terms, he said, loosed from thine infirmity. Now, an infirmity is a lack of strength. Amen. He said, I loose you from that lack of strength. He said, I give you of my strength. Amen. He said, loose from thine infirmity, made straight, loose from this band, talking about the hold of Satan. Amen. And he said, I loose you from that, delivered her from all of this. Amen. From her own weakness, the weakness that she had in her own flesh. I want to say, God, deliver us from ourselves. Amen. From the snare, he says, from the snare of the devil, praise God. And what it does, the devil sets a trap, and if we ain't careful, we'll put our foot in there to see if it can catch us. Amen. Yes. If we ain't careful, we get in this flesh, and the devil set a snare, we'll try it just to see. Well, I'm doing stuff. He won't ever catch me. But that's the biggest lie of the devil. Yeah, that you're bigger than everybody else. You're stronger than everybody else. You got more strength than anyone else. But that's a lie of the devil. The old devil will catch you too. Amen. But she was delivered from her own weakness. Amen. Praise the Lord. She was made free from the power, the binding of Satan. Satan didn't have a hold of her on no more. Satan, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, loose her and let her go, praise God. And the devil had to step back and throw up his hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what he'll do for us if we'll let him. He'll loose us and he'll set us free. Praise God. But not only was she delivered from her own weakness and the binding and the power of Satan, but she is made straight for the work of the Lord, for the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. She was delivered that she might work and perform a function for the glory of God. If we could get our focus off of ourselves and this old world that we live in and get our focus on Him, praise God. Lord, we're laying up treasures in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. This old world don't mean a whole lot. One day in a little while, we'll all go down there. We'll all be, if the Lord tarries, He's coming. They'll roll us in somewhere and they'll say a few words. They'll take us in that hope chest and they'll plant us somewhere in a little old spot of dirt. Amen. And when you go, you won't take nothing with you. Not a thing. But praise God, if you're a child of God and you've been born again, you have the blessed hope. Amen. We've been delivered from the bondage of sin, praise God. We have a hope of eternal, forever settled in heaven. Amen. Kept by God. That means it's guarded. Your name's written on the Lamb's Book of Life. And He don't have no eraser. Amen. He writes your name in that Lamb's Book of Life. There's a place for your name. And once that name's written there, then praise the Lord, the crooked are made straight when their name's written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. They're brought out from under that bondage of sin. But now notice this little lady, not only was she delivered, but last of all, the Bible says in verse 13 that she was thankful. Amen. Said immediately, she glorified God. Praise God. I want to say praise the Lord. When God delivers you, when He saves you, when He puts your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, the crooked are made straight, and we glorify God. We begin to give Him thanks and pray. But I'm afraid sometimes that if we ain't careful, we get negligent on our praising. Amen. We fall back on how good God is. We forget about the Lord saving us from our sinfulness. We forget about the Lord, what He done for us and what He wants to do for us even now. And if we ain't careful, pray. But praise God, the Bible said that she began to be thankful. She began to give glory to God. She began to glorify His name. She began to pray God, make Him the Lord of heaven. Amen. See, I believe when a child of God, I believe when we get saved, I believe when the Lord God of glory, amen, comes down to where we are, shows us we're an old sinner in need of a Savior, and saves us from our sin. Amen. Do you hear what I said? He don't save you in your sin. He saves you from your sin. He brings you out of that sin, praise God. And He puts your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And praise God, when we begin to give Him glory and praise for that. In other words, when we put Him in heaven where He belongs and we esteem Him and we lift Him up and we praise Him and we worship Him and we give Him glory. Amen. She began to be thankful. But I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we forget to be thankful. We forget to be thankful for what the Lord's done for us. What He's doing for us, where He's brought us from, where He's taking us to, the blessed hope and the promise we have, we get bound down. Just like this old woman, just like this dear lady, she was bound down by the devil. The devil gets a hold of us. He discourages us. He beats us down. He beats us up if we let him. But I want to say, if the devil's going to ride me, he's going to ride bareback. I ain't going to give him a saddle. Amen. If he's going to ride me, praise the Lord, he's going to have to hang on for dear life because I'm not going to give him nothing to hold on to. Because I'm going to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to give Him glory. I'm going to thank Him every day for what He's done in my heart. Why? Because He took an old crooked thing and He made it straight. I was bowed just like them trees over there, just like that old cherry tree down there in the bottom of my property. That old thing bowed and it's reaching, it's twisting. I mean, it's from here to that door trying to get out from under the woods. Amen. Trying to get the light. But them little old limbs, praise God, some of them's got out to the edge. And man, they've turned up, glory be to God, looking for glory. Amen. I'm that old tree that was bowed and bent. Praise God. But the crooked has been made straight in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's straightening me up. Praise God, He's got me looking up. Amen. It's an amazing thing. But science has proved, amen, if we keep our head up, it keeps our posture right. Amen. It makes it easier on our backs. Our backs don't hurt as much. Our feet don't hurt as much. Our bodies don't hurt as much when we keep our head up. Amen. What does that tell you? Amen. Glory be to God. We need to be looking up. We need to be praising God. We need to be giving Him glory and praise Him. And when you do that, praise God, it'll make you straight. The crooked will be made straight when we look up to Jesus. Amen. When we trust in Him as our Lord and Savior. She went to looking and she found Him. Amen. He came to her and He invited her. Praise God. He touched her personally and she was made straight. Amen. He said that the devil had bent low. Amen. He said, I'll loose it and straighten it up. Amen. And all, He'll do it all today for His glory, that we might give Him all the praise. Hey, you remember where you was bowed? Remember where how the devil had you bowed over? Maybe he's trying to do it again. Maybe trying to get you bowed over, bowed down. But praise God, what you need to do is just keep looking up. Fix your eyes on Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Think about the prize that lays ahead. Amen. One day in just a little while, praise Lord, we're going to pull up into that city. Oh, what a city. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to stroll in that gate. Amen. We're going to stroll down a Hallelujah Boulevard. Amen. Into the presence of a holy and a righteous God. And Lord Jesus Christ is going to usher us in. Praise God. Ever born again believer. Amen. He said, look around, Father. You can count them if you want to. I haven't lost a one. And all those that's trusted in Lord Jesus Christ, amen, will be in heaven forever. And we'll begin, well, Lord, think about it. We'll begin that endless day. Amen. There'll not be no night there. There'll not be no darkness at all. But the Bible says Jesus Christ Himself will be that light. And He's going to shine and He's going to shine and He's going to shine. Praise God. And He said it's going to shine and that day will begin. And that'll, every time we meet, Brother Kim, will say, good morning, sir. Amen. About 10,000 years from now, we're praising, giving God glory, and we'll run across somebody and say, good morning. Amen. Praise God, and it'll be good, and it'll be good from now on throughout all. Well, see, we have a problem with that because our mind can't comprehend eternity. We get caught up in this little temporal world that we live, which is fleeting just a moment, and it's gone. And we can't get a hold of eternity. But if we put our faith and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, see what happened on Calvary. Jesus died for me and you. He died for our sins. And the Bible says that He rose on the third day according to the Scriptures because God said so. That's how we know. God said He got up. Amen. And He was seen by Peter, James, and all these others. And then 500 at one time seen Him alive after His demise, after He was crucified and put in the tomb. They seen Him alive, praise God. And then the Bible says He went over to the Mount of Olives and He ascended up into glory. Before their eyes, He was talking to them. He was giving them instructions. Brother Andrew, He said, just hang in there, praise God. He said, it's going to be all right. He said, hey, listen. He said, I've got this. And while He was speaking to them, the Bible said He was taken up out of their sight. Amen. But the good part is, the Bible said they was two angels there in white array. And they said, this same Jesus that you've seen taken up, this same Jesus is coming again in like manner. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. He's coming. Praise God. He's coming for me and He's coming for you. And we're going to go out of here to be with Him forevermore. Glory be to God. What a day that'll be. And in just a little while, it's not going to be long. Hey, it could be today. Amen. Jesus could come today. There's nothing else that has to be done. But He said, as we see these days coming, days when you have all these things that's happening, all these hurricanes, earthquakes in diverse places, different than before. He said, then look up and lift up your head, youngins, because our redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is coming. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you going? Are you one of the crooked that's been made straight? Amen. You ready for Jesus to come get you? Well, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to get to go out today? Amen. But praise God, listen, if you're here this morning, you've never been saved, you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'd be left behind. You'd be left behind to go into the awfulest turmoil this world's ever seen. Can you imagine what the world would be like when every saint of God, every godly person, everybody with good morals and conviction is taken out of here? Well, you got a pretty good example of it. Look at our government. Can you imagine that being in control with no presence of godliness? We'd be in a mess. And it will happen immediately when the church is gone. But I'm going to say, praise God, if you're a crooked one that needs to be straight, if you allow God to straighten you up today, save you by His marvelous grace, all you got to do is come and say, bow an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. And Jesus will save you, praise God. And he'll pull you to Himself and He'll love you. And I've told church many times, He'll love you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. That's just who He is. But if we'll accept Him today,